It's Wednesday, January 12th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Praise God. Officials in Egypt released Coptic Christian activist Ramy Kamel last week. He has been in pretrial detention for 2 years for his activism on behalf of the Christian community in Egypt. Meanwhile, in Mexico, authorities released 3 Christians there last week. Pastor Cipriano Maldonado at Emmanuel Mission Center Church said officials arrested the Christians for not contributing to a festival that included indigenous pagan practices. Isaiah 61 verse 1 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, to preach good tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." Last Friday, India reversed its ban on missionaries of charity using foreign funds. Mother Teresa started the charity, which runs orphanages and schools for abandoned children. Officials targeted the charity under local anti-conversion laws, often used by Hindu nationalists to shut down Christian activity. Missionaries of Charity is glad to have its license for overseas funding back, but many Christian groups in India remain cut off from foreign funding. Bosnia-Herzegovina became the first country in Europe to reject COVID passports. Mirnes Ajunavic, a Bosnian lawyer, successfully challenged the passport system in a constitutional legal battle to stop, quote, totalitarianism and discrimination, end quote, against Bosnian citizens. The Religious Freedom Institute is releasing a report showing how religious liberty violations increased in many countries during the COVID-19 pandemic. Rebecca Shaw spoke during a Religious Freedom Institute panel.
We found that there was an increase in deliberate and direct attacks on houses of worship across the globe. In particular, in Nigeria, 85% writing about minority Christian communities in northern parts of Nigeria said they were aware of direct attacks on houses of worship in their country.
Religious discrimination during the pandemic also increased in Iraq, Indonesia, India, Egypt, Pakistan, and Nepal. The U.S. Supreme Court began hearing oral arguments last week in a case to determine the constitutionality of the Biden administration's COVID shot mandates. One of the mandates applies to large businesses, and the other applies to healthcare workers. The justices appear favorable to striking down the Occupational Safety and Health Administration mandate for businesses. U.S. Chief Justice John Roberts said it would be hard to argue that Congress intended to give such power to OSHA, noting, quote, "This is something the federal government has never done before," end quote. Oklahoma Republican Representative Sean Roberts announced that he will introduce a bill this month similar to the Texas Heartbeat Act. If a heartbeat is detected, the baby is protected. The bill bans abortions in most cases and allows private citizens to sue abortionists who kill unborn babies. Meanwhile, in Florida, Republican representatives introduced bills to ban abortions after 15 weeks, similar to a Mississippi law. Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts released a report on what evangelical Protestants want in a church. 74% of church-going evangelicals said they were happy with their church when asked about 14 different areas. Evangelicals were most likely to be content with sermon length and Sunday service length. In terms of change, evangelicals were more likely to want more political involvement, more traditional music, and more outreach in the community. In particular, 30% of respondents said they wanted more in-depth teaching from their church. Matthew 13, verse 23 says, "He who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. And finally, the University of Maryland School of Medicine announced Monday that it performed the first successful transplant of a gene-edited pig heart into a human patient with terminal heart disease. 57-year-old handyman David Bennett opted for the transplant as a last-ditch effort since he was not eligible for a human heart transplant. Bennett is recovering well now several days after the surgery. Dr. Bartley Griffith, who performed the transplant, said, quote, "This was a breakthrough surgery and brings us one step closer to solving the organ shortage crisis. There are simply not enough donor human hearts available to meet the long list of potential recipients," end quote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, January 12th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.